Hello.
Hello.
Hey, is this Jeremy? This is Pete from Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good, good. Is this a good time to chat for you? It looks like, you know, you went online. Oh, perfect, perfect. So, yeah, I noticed you went online and, you know, we're interested in our working capital program. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Perfect. I just need to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on file. Then, you know, I'll answer any questions you might have and, you know, point you in the right direction.
Okay.
Perfect. Legal name of the business is Innovate Athletes LLC.
Yep.
Perfect. Is that the DBA name as well?
Yeah.
Perfect. And structure of the business is LLC?
Yeah.
Perfect. How long you been in business for?
Almost coming up on 2 years.
All right.
November.
Okay, perfect. And could you confirm the address we have on file, please?
9112 North McCarthy, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73132.
Perfect. And Jeremy, are you 100% owner?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, so tell me a little bit about, you know, what you're trying to do here, what your goals are.
I'm just trying to move into a better facility, a little bit nicer and better location.
Okay.
I get a lot of traffic. It's just, I feel like there's a, like, Section 8 apartment behind my building, and it just...
Oh, I got you, man.
And, like a ghetto 7-Eleven next door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not that, like, bothers people, it just bothers me.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm sure, you know, it's probably something you can't even quantify or
right.
even really realize, but it probably is affecting some of your customers. And
yeah.
Just, you know, I know myself, just if there were two gyms to choose from and then the other one of them was just in a neighborhood that I just slightly would rather avoid.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, it's you know, you have just a regular gym, or tell me a little bit about the, you know, the background of the business.
I kind of do like a personal training gym. I do a lot of, like, you know, transformation people that, you know, just are tired of being out of shape and unhealthy, and do a lot of those. And I also do a lot of, like, high school and college athletes too.
Oh, that's nice, man.
Different spectrums.
And it's all you, pretty much. Yep. Nice. Do you specialize in anything? Like, how did you get into this?
I started when I was like 19. I played sports in high school, and I went to this strength conditioning training, like summer camp kind of thing, that was outside of school. I loved it. You know, my senior year, I kind of quit playing sports, and I got my personal training certification and worked for them for a couple of years. And just kind of learned all my different
skills jump ship
throughout the years. Yeah, I've been doing it. I mean, I'm 36 now, so that's how long I've been doing it.
Wow, man. So, Very interesting. And, you know, you're liking it the whole way around. Is there anything, you know, you wish you did differently, or...
I'm learning. I mean, it's hard, you know, owning your own business. You know, it's pretty typical that anybody owns their own business.
Exactly.
Learning business-wise more than anything. I mean, the personal training and nutrition stuff, I mean, that's like the back of my hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then all the fun stuff like you're doing right now, the financing and the...
Oh, God, yeah, that, marketing. Yeah. Marketing is my worst.
Yeah, how's that been for you? Is it more... You going online or to word of mouth, direct mail?
Yeah, I'm getting most of my clientele is like freaking Facebook marketing. Crazy.
Do you run anything on Groupon or anything like that? I know a lot of people.
I tried and I got rid of it just because, I mean, it doesn't make any money.
Really?
It's like they ask for such a fraction.
Yeah. Hey, it's not worth it. What do they charge for? I mean, I don't even know how that works.
They don't charge anything, but they like suggest that you like take like at least 60% off of like your going rate. I'm like, I charge for 6 weeks. I charge $500. I'm like, that's a little under $200, and then you know, that's not a lot.
Yeah, man. How do your margins look like? Again, I know it's a little tough to quantify that based on, you know, it's basically all membership.
Margin on Groupon is pretty awful, but, like, you know, other people, it's, like, you know, awesome. People can't afford it, like, getting, like, a monthly payment plan or something, but most of the time people, like, pay in full, so it's pretty good.
What's the difference between just, like, I could, for 6 weeks, pay $500 and just go use your gym, you know, at my own pace, and then what's the difference on, you know, I want to get into shape with you, like a personal trainer?
Like, if someone wanted to just come and work out, like, my father-in-law and brother-in-law come in and work out, like, I don't charge them anything, but if I was, I could charge them, like, $25 just to come in and work out.
Oh, that 6 weeks is for personal training?
Yeah,
500. Oh, that's a good price, man.
Yeah,
how many days a week they come in though?
It's unlimited. That's the good thing about it.
Wow.
So, and I try to get people to come in at least 3 times a week, just to make it worthwhile. So.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, for the people that like are really out of shape and really unhealthy, I put them in like a 12-week package. Like 98, just because that gives a big commitment to them and me, make sure that they're serious. So, 90 days is not a lot of time, but it's enough time to commit.
I need to do something like that, man. I just moved a couple months ago, and the new gym that's right around the corner isn't opening up till October. So I basically took like a 2-3 month break, and I think I gained like 10 pounds, man, like a beached whale.
Take long.
That's funny. Let's get back to business a little bit. So you know you're moving into a better facility. Tell me about what makes that better. Just bigger, better location, obviously.
I think just better location. It's not much bigger. I mean, it's like maybe 500 square foot bigger, which you know I don't need a lot of space with one-on-one people. So, you know, because when I have like my kids, I usually go to the school and train with them, so it's not a big problem. Like But when I do bring them in, it's like, I try to get like 4 at a time instead of like 15 at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
these guys pull your hair out.
Yeah.
So
it's not that the space that matters, it's more like location. Just like, I don't know. I feel like I have a really good friend that does my program, and, you know, she paid full price, which is great. And she said, just if I was someone else, like, they didn't know you or whatever, I would look at this location and go somewhere else. You know, just the superficial thing before even walking in the door. It's like, once you get me in the door, she was like, total honestly, you get me in the door and you start talking and what I need, it was done deal. So, like, it's almost like in my head, I feel like sometimes that's the problem. I don't know. Could be just
nuthead
talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, hey, these kind of things are really hard to, you know, pull the trigger on, because you're like, is it really the neighborhood? Is it me? There's no concrete answer or evidence really, unless you really like.
No, really, there's no real statistics.
Exactly. Jeremy, it's the kind of thing where, you know, you just got a gut feeling about it, and, you know, you just make these kind of decisions and hope for the best.
Yep.
Is this new place, I'm just assuming it's more expensive here?
No, it's just, I mean, it's more expensive than what I pay, but it's negotiable just because it's brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of one of those deals.
So, what are you looking to do here as far as capital? Are you looking to use this
just
money?
Just a little, like, startup, yeah.
For, like, a down payment on this, or?
The first and last one's rent, and then a couple extra months just for, you know, make sure.
Okay. Do you know, how much is for, like, 1 month's rent?
1 month's rent at the new place would be about $2,500. Like, I pay about
Okay, perfect. So it's about 2,500. And what do you know, ideally, what would you be looking for as far as an amount goes for capital?
I mean, no more than 20. I mean, way more than that.
Okay, perfect.
Just because I already have enough, you know, like customer flow to, you know, pay it off or just keep up with business.
Once you get in there, you know, if we could get this paid from now until, you know, February, that's all you're really looking for.
Yeah, it's something. More like, and like the biggest thing is like new signage. Cause, I mean, I have a guy that my dad's been friends with for a long time that does it and gives us a good deal, but it's still expensive.
Yeah, how much is that?
I know, it's sign, like a nice, like one of those nice lighted signs that are like probably about $1,500.
Wow.
So, yeah, I know. But he gives us a good deal. So.
And honestly, that's like a pretty integral part of especially a new location, man. You got to have some street presence.
Yep. And it's luckily, like, the place I'm looking at is like a brand new building, and it's like a Sprouts, which is like kind of like a...
I'm familiar with Sprouts. Store. It's even more upscale than your Whole Foods, I guess.
Yeah, but cheaper than Whole Foods.
Yeah, yeah. No, they got one in my little town here.
Okay, cool.
So right around 20K would do you well. What kind of term length ideally are you looking for? Because these working capital loans, you're about 3 months all the way to about 18 months to 2 years on the first time around.
I mean, probably 18 months would be sufficient.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would 12 be something that you could stretch, or is that kind of like a deal breaker for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah, I'd just like to, you know, as a preface, just before we even get anything submitted in, just to kind of get you a good idea of what you're looking for, so I'm not going to come back to the table with, like, 10 grand for 3 months and be like, okay, that's not going to work.
Not feasible, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So have you ever had a working capital? Have you ever dealt with anything like that before?
No, I just kind of, like, I saved my money and kind of helped a lot. I think I saved my money for probably, like, 3 years before I started thinking about opening the place.
Hey, that's you're pretty atypical there, Jeremy. Most people are like, oh, cool, I want to start a business. I'm going to finance everything up front and then just do it because that's what I want to do. Yeah. And then, you know, they see all this revenue coming in and they're like, oh, I'm making a bunch of money. And then you got to pay like $5,000 a month in bills because your whole business is predicated on someone else's money.
Yeah, like the only thing I have financed is my equipment, and it's only $700 a month.
Really? So no other? Do you have a line of credit?
No. I mean, I saved about probably about $18,000, and that was for my building and rent for, you know, almost 8-9 months probably. So
wow. And you got all that equipment, I'm guessing, 2 years ago when you first started. So you got another 3 or 4 years left on that deal.
Yeah. Well, it's actually a 2-year lease. So, like,
oh, really?
Lease down kind of thing, yeah.
How much is it? Is it one of those dollar buyouts where it's like...
Yep.
Oh, yep. Cool. Exactly. They call those leases, but they're pretty much like financing.
Yeah, they are financing. Yeah. That's just what they call them. I don't know.
I don't know. I know there's got to be an incentive in there somewhere, but I haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah, I can't either.
But, What are your gross annual sales like? Because, like, just a little background on working capital, the amounts really are based off of your revenue from last year. And then, you know, as far as, you know, all the rates and everything, yeah, they have to look at some bank statements and, you know, personal credit, but, you know, that comes later. Yeah. But what did you do in top line revenue last year, Jeremy?
Last year it was a little tough. I didn't do very much. I mean, I probably did about right under 60, but this year I almost doubled that. So
okay, so you're around on pace for 120. Yeah, it's probably hard first year. Was that? I guess you were just about a year off the ground.
Yeah, the first year was rough. Like, I almost closed the door a few times.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Was it just customers trying to get a good clientele going? And
yeah, I was running it kind of like a corporate gym, and it just wasn't working. And I jumped on board with like a marketing professional that one of my clients knew, and they helped me a lot just trying to change the skew of how I reach people, and it like changed.
And like, wow,
probably
really?
Like 3 months difference, it changed from, you know, making, you know, $2,500 a month to $10,000 a month. So.
Okay. Yeah, so that's a lot more significant.
What do they do, man?
Yeah, just that's why these guys get paid, man. I mean, as far as marketing, you know, seems like the actual work you have to put in, it's not too much physical work, or even it's just experience, man. These guys know what they're talking about, and they just
learning
how to
do it yourself more than anything. It's like them teaching you how to do it, and then it's like, oh, well, that's easy.
Yeah, exactly.
I never would learn that on my own, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? In school, they're not really. It's mostly just hands-on experience when you start getting those marketing jobs, man. I had a couple buddies do it, and the whole time in school, they're not really learning much. And you know, after a couple years out, you know, now they're it's all hands-on experience. But let's see. What's your credit look like, Jeremy? You know, just ballpark me.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, my credit's not very good just because I was married once before and she, like, took me in the cleaners. We had, like, a house, a car, a set of cards together.
What happened? Your wife took you to the cleaners? Oh, I heard that story before.
Yeah. So went down the shitter real quick. Unpaid bills, repo car.
Oh, man.
On a house. Yeah, it was bad.
Oh man, when was that? Few years ago.
2010, so not too long ago.
Nice.
It's been hard to rebuild it.
Yeah, man, that's pretty typical nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty typical. But it's not a deal breaker, man. We deal with credit tiers A through D, and you know I once got this guy approved. What was it? A few months ago, he had a 484 credit score. We got him some cash, man.
Hey.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that bad, but it's about 550-ish.
Yeah, I mean, so. Could work with that. At least.
Yeah, but it's crazy. Like before I married my first wife, my credit was like impeccably perfect. Like I literally bought like a $260,000 house without a down payment.
Really?
I was like,
was your credit
like
this?
I had an 805 credit score. Yeah.
Damn. And that's all. You'll get it back, man.
I had like one like really good credit card like all through college that I paid off in full like every month. And I bought one car brand new and I paid it off. And I pulled like a 48-month loan on it and I paid it off in half the time.
Damn.
You know, just those two things just popped it up like ridiculous. So,
yeah, that's money. Did you? What was your credit like? What was your credit like when you financed the equipment? Because I know that's pretty. That's a pretty, you know, credit heavy loan. Okay, because I was gonna say, how did you get? I was like, equipment deals are tough, man. With sub 600, yeah. That's almost never happens. Almost never.
No. My dad helped me on that one. He co-signed with me, so.
Gotcha. Yeah, I had some pretty not so great credit myself, and I just recently had to buy a car because mine just totally it's undrivable now. But I blew up the engine, and I had to ring up mom and be like, hey, can you co-sign for me? I know you get some way better credit than I do.
Right.
So, man, hey, you gotta call. You know, gotta call in the favors when you need them.
Right.
That's not even too bad, you know. You're not asking for much, just their name.
Yeah.
All right. Then you know, Jeremy, have you looked into financing elsewhere? Like, who do you bank with?
It's a local bank here, MidFirst.
Is there any reason you haven't approached them about it, or do you plan on it, or?
they're really hard to get from because they're,
the credit issue.
Yep, pretty much.
Well, yeah, after 2008, early 2000s, they were giving, you have 500 FICO, you need $100,000. Yeah, here you go, man.
Yeah, I know, right? Ridiculous.
Yeah, that's kind of what caused that whole sticky situation there back in 2008. But, I pretty much gone through really everything I need to just get a good feel for what you're looking for. I'm going to have you submitted a couple of working capital programs. Is this email I have on file a good email to send you just a little bit of info? Yep. I need the Innovate FH, as in Frank Harry.
Yep.
Perfect. It's just like it's like the one-page application, a tax return, and some bank statements. Oh, do you take credit cards, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have merchant statements from your, card processor?
I use Square.
Oh, you do? Would you say, your credit card make up, more than 20% of your revenues, or?
It's about that.
Send me the Square statements. Send me the Square statements just to be safe. Mostly cash. I like that.
Yeah.
That's good, dude. That's good. I actually had a few customers that really just don't like putting their money into their banks, and I'm like, it's hard to get you a loan, guys, when you're not showing anything on paper.
Yeah, mine's the same way. It's weird. I use my business account some, but, just to be honest with you, I do the same thing. I just don't trust them. I've been stolen from just, I don't know, even know how people do it, but just somehow, I've had to change, I had to completely close my account, in February this year, and open a brand new one, in a week, 3 months, and then open a new one.
Why, just somebody hacked you online, or?
Yeah, I have no idea, I never bought anything online with my own business stuff, but
Probably that Section 8 housing behind you, man. They got binoculars.
Probably. They're taking $750 out every 2 weeks.
What the hell?
And then the bank kept calling me. I was like, I don't know what that is.
Damn.
It was crazy.
Damn. All right. Well, I'm gonna send you that stuff via that email. And like I said, it's just super quick. Just a few pieces of paperwork. Do you think you can get that back to me later today or tomorrow?
This afternoon. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. If I don't see anything, I'll give you a ring same time tomorrow morning.
All right. Cool, man.
Perfect. Yeah. And once you get that to me, like I said, it should be about 24 hours, and we can get some underwriting feedback with some numbers for you.
Okay.
All right, cool, man. Any other questions before I leave on out of here?
No, sounds good.
All right, I'll call you tomorrow if I don't see anything. Take care, Jeremy. Good talking. Bye.